winner with 5 wins and stakes performed 9 times. And her first, second and third dams are all stakes winners. Join our Dynamic, Gay, Adrian and Newgate team in this fabulous filly. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Tuesday mornings at 10:30 on The Pace with Greg Hayes.
At 10:30 on a Sunday morning, we have Pacing Rewind with Fred Hastings. And Fred, last night's watch of the Roosters would have been a pleasing one for you.
It was a very nervous one, Simon. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. You're trying to call races and know that your team's playing and in a real scrap. It became very difficult towards the back end of the night, I can give you the tip, but we got through it okay, and then I spent the last 15 minutes of the game in the broadcast box and then adjourned downstairs to the bar area to watch the last 10 minutes, and I think once it got down to about 2 minutes, I thought, yeah, we're gonna get into the grand final. So, yeah, I was pretty stoked. So it was a good drive home, put it that way.
It must be tough when you're calling a race and you can see out of the corner of your eye that the Rabbitohs are right there up near the drive line and there's another set of six and another set of six. It must be very difficult to concentrate on the race in front of you.
Well, I'd like to think that the end product was okay, but it was a case of every now and again, you know, as they run down the back, glance at the telly, oh, they've got another set of six.
Yeah.
No, we got through the night, and it was a good night of racing, which we'll touch on pretty soon. But yeah, go to the Chooks next week, and it'll be a big game, no doubt, against they're the top two teams after 25 rounds, so it'll be a good matchup.
For sure. Now, before we discuss Penangle last night, and Ashley Brennan's going to join us for a chat, Lazarus raced yesterday in the Hoosier Park Derby, and he was able to flip the result on McQuicken.
Yeah, well, they've met 3 times. It's 2-1 to Laz at the moment. They raced in the Hoosier Park Pacing Derby, which effectively is a free-for-all. It's not an age derby as we know it. They raced for $177,000, which is about $242,000 Australian in total prize money. And, Lazarus was able to hold off McQuicken. They went some wicked fractions, 26 early first quarter, then 29-28. And Lazarus come home in 25.4, which is staggering. There was a horse in the race that was clocked coming home. I think it was the third horse, for memory, that came home in 24.8 and couldn't overhaul Lazarus. But he found the top in the early stages. And he was the Lazarus of old. And you've got to remember, Simon, he's racing over a mile at the moment. And I still say, based on my observations of having called the horse at Menangle and having seen him at his top in other parts of the country, he's a better stayer than a sprinter. Mm. He's still able to run these sub-150s with consummate ease and hold off some very talented horses. So his next assignment, I would suspect, could be the Red Mile, but there is another race that they might be looking at, another Derby-style race. So we'll wait and see with more news to come. But, yeah, Lazarus back in the winner's circle, mate.
I see. I saw Yannick Gingras fired up the T-shirt shooting cannon again. He hasn't had a chance to pull that out of the boot the last couple of times he's been around, has he?
No, he's run second at his preceding two runs. But, yeah, they have these Wonder From Down Under Lazarus T-shirts, and they use a handheld cannon to propel them into the crowd, and the people gather and wait and try and catch a T-shirt. Look, they promote things really well, and hats off to them. And I've read other people's commentary about racing there at Hoosier Park, and by all accounts, they're a very well organised club that put the patrons and the participants and owners and the like right up there. So no, well done to them. And it was great coverage again on Sky yesterday afternoon, and Hazy, of course, part of that commentary team. So,
yeah, he's one of them now, Hazy, isn't he?
Well, I think so. I think we're going to have to, bow and scrape to him now that he's almost an American citizen. But look, they love him, and look, he brings, he brings outstanding knowledge to the table. Not just, I was listening to some of his commentary in pre-race, and he really studies his form, and he was across the horses over there, and was very confident in his appraisal of some of the horses, not just in Lazarus's race, but in one of the other races I heard him doing pre-race. And look, he's our leading harness commentator, and Obviously, they love him over there in the States, and who knows, we might see some of their talent end up coming down here to be part of some of the big coverage here one day down the track. You never know.
Yeah, no, he's a good bloke. Now, last time we had a Group 3 free-for-all on at Menangle, Freddie.
Yeah, it was a good race. It was deemed a bit of a match-up between My Alpha Rock and Tiger Tara, who was on the comeback, and it didn't quite pan out that way.
My Alpha Rock the leader. Shannon's a Blast sits on its back second. Power of Red tries to stay on. And then came Smoky Quartz, and looking for the back markers, they're a long way off them. 27-1 the split. It's My Alpha Rock the leader. Trying hard. Power of Red. Here's MacDoro. Shannon's a Blast goes back to the pegs, and Lurum Creek's down the outside with Joe Star of Mia. Where do you look? It's My Alpha Rock the leader. Finishing brilliantly. Joe Star of Mia. Joe Star of Mia's dived at My Alpha Rock, and it's nearly a dead heat. On the inside, My Alpha Rock. On the outside, Joe Star of Mia. For third, you've got any number of horses there, including Lurum
Creek. That was the replay of the concluding stages there of the Group 3. Joe Star of Mia. Freddie, getting the decision from My Alpha Rock.
Yeah, got it by the nostril, the bare as possible. Look, this is he's a real nice horse, this five-year-old now. He won by a slender margin. My Alpha Rock set the tempo at 26.9, 28.8, 27.1 and home in 27.5. So they've ripped home in 54.6. He clocked 150.3. That's Joe Star of Mia's fastest mile. And he's unbeaten this season, and he's progressing well. He's made a lot of the age group finals. He was in the Chariots the past season. He made the four-year-old Breeders' Challenge. He was placed in that. He was placed in the three-year-old version of that. He's been a real useful horse for John Starr, the owner, who invests a lot into the sport. And Steve Turnbull has done a great job managing Joe Star of Mia. He normally drives Joe, but Amanda took the steer last night. And Joe Star of Mia was able to beat My Alpha Rock, getting third Lurum Creek over Power of Red. Shannon's a Blast. And Tiger Tara finished seventh got back in the field and didn't really run on. But that was his first run since that car accident that Kevin Pizzuto and Karen Crouch were involved in going back about 5 weeks ago now. And, you know, obviously you forgive a horse a run, and Tiger Tara will no doubt be better for the run. The other horse I wanted to mention, Simon, from last night is Tough Monarch, a trotter. Now, at his best, this horse is a super trotter, and I'm sure Rick Aldrin wouldn't mind me saying, I think the horse has had some head problems along the way, just mentally, with that back straight at Menangle, because so many times he's been trotting boldly, and he's just, you know, gallop for no apparent reason, and then joins in again and runs a cracking race. And Rick sent him to Melbourne. He raced in Melbourne a bit and raced in Queensland last season, and he seems to have come back. He trialled really good at the track on Tuesday, and he was able to beat a good bunch of trotters last night. And I rate him highly, Tough Monarch. I think he's a really, really useful trotter. And it was good to see him bounce back into the winner's circle, Simon.
Righto, Freddie, we're in a position to introduce our guest this morning. Ashley Brennan joins us for a chat. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Ashley, last week we, of course, interviewed Chris Geary, and we got onto the subject of social media and how it's become quite prevalent in the sport, not just in New South Wales, but other parts of the country. And we got onto the topic that you manage so many of the social media pages. Thought it would be good to get you on.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I was looking, I was thinking about it this morning, and, you know, to see where I come from 3 years ago to now, it's a pretty proud achievement. Just with mum and dad, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna take people on a bit of a trip here. Of course, dad is Michael Mouse Brennan, so if the name Ashley Brennan sounded familiar, yep, Ashley, her dad is Michael Mouse Brennan, and he's one of the top 10 trainers in WA, and if the name also sounds familiar for sporting fans, Mouse, of course, was a gold medalist kookaburra back in the Athens Olympics, so there's a bit of sporting and horse pedigree in there, Ashley, and you've obviously been around the stables for long, so you've got a great love for the horse.
Yeah, it's good. We actually all started, me and my mum, we started out in the thoroughbred. Me and my mum, my auntie and Michael, my cousin, and then Dad got the gig as Gary Hall Senior's foreman, so we left the gallops and we went across there. And Dad's really, I think one of the best things about that Dad can bring to training is what he learned as an athlete. So he knows how the horses move, how he moves, so he's
Ashley, we'll just get you to turn your head the other way, though, because there's a bit of dropout there. But yeah,
I'll go back to the car.
So obviously you've learnt along the way, and so I get where the horse love come from. What about the photography? Where does that tie in? Is it just a passion you had?
I think my nana got me a camera when I was like 12. It was just one of those little cool pics, you know, Kodak ones that you got to go and develop and wait for a week for them to come out. And I've always worked with horses, and I sort of hit a crossroad where I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, you know, whether I wanted to be a driver, trainer, what I wanted to do. So I actually won employee of the month where I was working. It was a $200 voucher, so I went and bought a camera. And it just started from there, really.
Okay, now it was a big move. You were about age 23 and you decided that you needed to expand your horizon, so to speak. So you packed up your car and you drove across the Nullarbor and came to Sydney and pretty much just to try and set yourself up. And it's been a couple of years in the making, but it all seems to be paying off because you're looking after the social media accounts of so many of our top participants.
Yeah, and again, I hit a bit of a crossroad about when I was about 22, 23, and I said to Mum and Dad, you know, what am I going to do? I sort of a little bit lost, as you are when you're about that age. You don't know what you're going to do. And I said, I think I might move. And they sort of went, you've got to be kidding. Like, I'm so family-orientated. Everything I do is for my family. So moving away from them was just huge. I think everyone gave me 3 months. I lasted 6. And I said, no, I've got to go home. So I went home. A few personal things happened. I lost my pop, and just, you know, when he was on the way out, he sort of said, you got to do you. So I said, all right, I'm off again.
Good stuff. That's a terrific lesson for a lot of young people, because you do hit a time in your life where you're not entirely sure. Even at an older age, people aren't always sure what they want to do. But it was a bit of a gamble, but it's been one that's paid off for you.
Definitely. I didn't move straight back to Sydney. I actually moved to Queensland and spent 5 months with the Butler family. They were just amazing.
Yeah.
And then again, I sort of said to Tara, I'm ready to go back to Sydney. And by that time, I was running APG, Mum and Dad, Triton, and Tiger Tara and Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, made the move down, and it's just blossomed from there.
Okay, tell us about a typical Ashley Brennan day. I mean, if it's a day meeting, obviously you're at the Menangle track and you're taking the social media photos and putting them up. But how much time goes into it before the meeting and then editing and the like and posting afterwards?
So probably on a Tuesday, I'll head out to the stables for an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go home. I'll probably spend about an hour just doing the race template that I do for each trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good look at the meeting, go through the meeting, sort of highlight what my trainers are doing or Chris or Burwood Stud, you know, changeover or APG. Then I'll go to the meeting, do the socials, come home, and then I pretty much edit straight away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, pretty much it's an all-day job. A lot of people, if I had a dollar for every time someone said, God, you look busy, I'm just always on my phone. So everyone just thinks, oh, she's just scrolling through Facebook. But no, I really am working.
Well, even though you mightn't be a household name yet, you are the name behind many of those that are household names in New South Wales harness racing. What about beyond the photography side of things? Do you see yourself, you mentioned in our little chat just then that, you know, you weren't sure whether you wanted to be a driver or a trainer. Is that something you still want to explore?
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking at getting my trainer's license at the end of the year. I just want one or two. I don't want to be big, you know. The social media I run for the trainers and the studs and that's pretty much my life, and I love what I do. So, and I love my photography, but the horses, it's just a bit of an out for me. You know, I need my own time as well. So 1 or 2 hours in the morning was perfect for me. Myself and one of my best mates, but Wilkins, we went out together and we bought a cheapie, and look, it hasn't worked out. I just like my first horse, but
The mighty Falcon, Ashley?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, well, you've got to start somewhere. I've owned plenty of slow ones, let me tell you. So it's just part of the game, as you, I'm sure, well know.
It was devastating to, you know, see him on Thursday, but that's racing and he's off to a better home now. And, you know, there's always going to be another horse, and I love him, so I'm looking forward to that.
To wrap up, of course, you touched on mum and dad and the family side of it. I know there'd be great support for you, even though they're on the other side of the country. How difficult is it, when you need mum and she's across the Nullarbor?
I'm sure if you asked Lauren or Brooke or, anyone that's close to me, I have meltdowns every week. It is definitely the toughest thing I've ever done. But for anybody out there that isn't sure, could I do it? Never say no. Never say no to an opportunity. If I had said I'm not doing it, I would probably still be sitting at home just working dad courses and wondering what I'm going to do with my life. If I've learned anything over the last 3 years, it's you just have to take opportunities and trust your gut instincts. They're only a plane ride home. A dear one, but they're still only a plane ride home.
That's great advice. That really is great advice. Look, I remember saying to you at the time, I think when I met you, it might have been a Bathurst Gold Crown meeting or somewhere, when you'd first come across, what a brave move it was, because, for someone so young and you didn't really, you might have had some contacts, but you didn't know a lot of people and you had to virtually just kick off cold. It was a real brave move. So congratulations on what you've achieved to date. Ashley Brennan Photography, you'll see Ashley at most of the big feature race meetings and certainly at Menangle taking all the photos. And anyone that follows those leading trainer and drivers, you'll see a lot of their social media, and you can rest assured it's nearly all managed by Ashley. So well done, Ash.
Thank you so much.
There we go, Simon. Ashley Brennan, big move, like she's in her early 20s and says, look, I don't know what I want to do, but I'll just pack the car up and drive across the Nullarbor. I think it's a great story.
She's got a great attitude and outlook, hasn't she?
Oh, look, absolutely. And you heard that there, if you're not sure what you want to do and you trust your gut and have a crack and it's a real good attitude. And she's a worker, she obviously loves what she does, and that makes a difference in life when you're loving what you do. But she really approaches it with a great deal of passion, and good luck to her.
And taking the opportunities when they come, there is a good lesson to learn there, isn't there?
Look, totally. And sometimes I think I've seen a Richard Branson quote something along the lines of, if someone offers you a great opportunity and you're not sure that you can do it, take it anyway. Don't pass it up. And that's what she's obviously done in her life. And I've got no doubt, whether she turns a hand to training down the track and driving or sticks with the photography and the social media management, she'll be a success.
Good stuff. Freddie, was there anything else on the news front before we wrap it up?
No, it's pretty much all I've got. It was kind of a, all about Laz, really. But we'll wait and see where his next move is. And I guess in real terms, we're really getting down to the countdown now to the Victoria Cup and the Interdom and all the big races coming up down south.
Good stuff, Freddie. Thanks very much for your help as always. Enjoy the week and we'll chat again next week.
Yeah, we'll chat again next week, Simon, and I leave you with this one message. Go the Roosters.
There he is, Fred Hastings. He has been a diehard Roosters fan for a very long time. It's 12 minutes to 11 in just a moment. Dave Carlson will join me for his final Chasing Rewind.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp are proud supporters of Rural Aid. With so many people being affected by drought, we urge you to back the Buy a Bale campaign. Call 1300 327 624 to help our New South Wales farmers.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stonks to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and down the outside it's Get Off the Couch. The last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Nobody has your back like family, so you know Penrith Mazda will look after you. Get the Mazda 3 Neo Sport, the car of choice. Drive away from just $21,490 and get 3 years, 45,000-kilometre free servicing on selected BT50 models. Plus, all new Mazdas get 5 years unlimited kilometre warranty. Penrith Mazda, your 2017 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated at Mulgoa Road, Penrith. MD 18808.
Mum, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
No, Lionel.
No, but there's free delivery, free unpacking, and we'll take away your old washing machine free when you buy any new washer from Bing Lee.
But no free lunch.
No, Mum. Free delivery, free unpacking, and free removal of your old washer.
When you buy a new washing machine from Bing Lee.
The offer won't last, so be quick.
See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Remember, Lionel, lunch is not included.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world.
But Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Disco Dave Carlton joins me for his final edition of Chasing Rewind. Dave, good morning.
Simon, good morning to you. And looking forward to this, all the Greyhound news, all that's been happening in chasing in the past week. I tell you what, Simon, I'm sure you'd agree, it's been an absolute ripper once again.
So have you been doing your farewell round, getting around saying goodbye to everyone? This place won't be the same without you, Dave.
Yeah, it'll be so much better. No, I was at Kembla Grange yesterday with Wayne Harris, and Wayne's a great mate, and for him and everyone down there, all the jockeys, all the trainers, from wherever they are in the state, really a big thank you for giving your time. All those interviews, all that time you gave, very, very appreciative of that. And indeed, of all of the Greyhound participants and all the club people, it's just been absolutely fantastic. I love the dogs, so it won't be lost to the Greyhounds. But the catching pen on Tuesday evening is my final day at Sky after 11 great years, Simon.
You're a good bloke to work with, Dave, but you're an even better bloke to have a beer with, I must say.
We may have several. What do you think?
Looking forward to it. So Greyhounds this week, another big week, of course, with the build-up to the million-dollar chase, which we'll touch on shortly. But first of all, we had the Dapto Megastar final on Thursday.
Yeah, it was a fabulous Group 1 Thursday night at Dapto, the Megastar final. I was on track to see the action. Ben Kenny Chick started favourite from box 2, just ahead of Skywave in the 8. But they were both upstaged by a little girl in red. Here's Timmy Newbold.
Racing, Ben Kenny Chick got away cleanly, zipping Taylor away in a hurry, and Lagoon Red is charging down from the outside. Lagoon Red has run to the lead by 2 over zipping Taylor. Ben Kenny Chick, Lincoln Gone, Skywave, Sunburn Highway, Infrared Ethics, 1 hour parking at the tail. Lagoon Red let rip down the back, led by 3 to zipping Taylor. They'll follow by Ben Kenny Chick and Lincoln Gone. Lagoon Red in front, zipping Taylor coming hard, zipping Taylor, Ben Kenny Chick like zipping. Taylor's won the Megastar. Zipping Taylor has won the money over Ben Kenny Chick and Lagoon Red. Followed in by...
So a replay of the battler's call there of the Megastar final. Dave and Zipping Taylor for Jason McKay grabbing the decision on the line there from Ben Kenny Chick, and Lagoon Red wound up in third.
Yes, Simon. Zipping Taylor, 26 kilos dripping wet. She is... Zipping Taylor was picked by Lagoon Red in the heats and found herself, as we heard in the call, chasing that dog, railed beautifully around the home turn to get up by 3/4 of a length in 30 seconds meet. And congratulations to trainer Jason McKay, champion bloke, and owners Marty and Fiona Hallinan. Amongst the cheer squad on track were young Camo Hallinan and Jason's daughter April, who I'm sure we're going to see training in her own right in the future. Special congratulations, too, to Jason's right-hand man and his handler, Milo. Zipping Taylor is the daughter of Barsha Bale and Zipping Willow, and has 7 wins from 14 starts with a further 5 placings, and was runner-up in the recent Group 2 Blacktop at the Garden. She's got her Group 1. Now, Simon, last night Wentworth Park hosted 5 heats of the million-dollar chase, and it was the Southern Raiders who got the spoils, with Corey Grenfell training a winning treble and Robert Britton a double, including Benali's victory in sizzling time. Here's Timmy Newbold's call once again.
Racing, Benali got away cleanly. He's showing a good turn of pace. Alpine Little's driving up on the inside, but Benali got across. Led by 3 over Alpine Little. They'll followed by Gagan Colin back on the inside. Alpha Giorgio, a gap to Blue Moon Rising. Followed by Uncle Donuts, Lila Bale. Vern Allen can see them all. Benali is off and gone. Led by 9. Alpha Giorgio going to second. Blue Moon Rising running on, but it's all Benali. Welcome to Sydney. Benali bolted in. Alpha Giorgio, all Blue Moon Rising for the Miners. They were clear.
So there you go. It was a Britain Quinella there in the third of the $1 million chase heats day. Benali defeating Alpha Giorgio. Blue Moon Rising wound up third. So the run there, 29-29, pretty slick, as you mentioned.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say, Simon. 29-29, the winning time, the fastest 500 at Wentworth Park in 2 years. So it's Robbie Britton defeating his brother Jeff Britton, Benali ahead of Alpha Giorgio. 9.25 lengths, the winning margin, and Blue Moon Rising just getting nosed out of second place for Johnny Finn. Now, not available later gave Robbie Britton his double after downing Dinah Patty by a head in 29-59. The pair staged an epic duel for the entire race, with not available's rails advantage proving the difference. Just made a little bit of ground turning for home. National sprint runner-up hastened slowly for Angela Langton, made it a Victorian 1-2-3. Now, fellow Victorian Corey Grenfell's winning treble began in the first $1 million chase heat, with Dinah Chances storming home to beat Christine Proctor's Sound Advice by 3.5 lengths in 29-82, with Fast Car driving for Jody Gordon third. In the next heat, Corey's chaser Orson Allen jumped beautifully and made his own luck, prevailing by half a length in 29-43 from the odds-on favourite Miss Splendor Mirror, who missed the kick and then ran onto the heels of the winner after leaving the back straight. Hecton Bale finished third. Corey Grenfell's treble came when the second reserve, Dinah Terror, pinged the lids from box eight to beat the Andrea Daly pair, Rockstar Tuvi and Dinah Oscar, in 30.01. Now, Wentworth Park hosts five more heats next Saturday night, with five more the following Saturday. Then the semi-finals are on a Friday night. It's Friday night, October the 12th, and that's the night before the Everest. So a good move. It wasn't Racing New South Wales who made that move. It was Greyhound Racing New South Wales. So a very smart move. They did their homework, and they thought that Friday night would be the best night to hold the semis. Now, tonight, Tamora hosts its final. It's race 8 at 8.09. The box draw is Smith for Vicky Prest in 1, Wild Josh, Peter Scott in 2, Champion Model, Jodie Lord 3, Nangar Jack, Dennis Barnes 4. Zipping Mac for yesterday's birthday boy, Matty Lanigan in 5, Bogan Bomber, Neil Stain 6, Spring Jazz, Pam Braddon 7, and Bogan Way in 8 gives Neil Stain 2 finalists. Neil also has Bogan Dooney in the Nowra final of the $1 million chase tomorrow night. It's race 6 at 7:43 p.m. The box draw is Zippy Ethics, David Smith in 1, Brindle Bay, Karen Midson 2, Bogan Dooney in 3, Elsie Lay, Judith Fisher 4, Winsome Currency for Marie Burton or Mari Burton in 5, Sweet Nangar, Lucas Michael 6, Stilton Socks, Donnelly Carter in 7, Zombie for Alan Mainwaring in 8, the reserves are Fancy Irene and Hear the Drums. And the Grafton final is also on tomorrow night. It's race 7 at 9:18. And the box draw sees Charlie Jazz for Melanie Mabbott in box 1, Coops for Steve Scott in 2, Fabrique, Chris Reardon in 3, Bocarm Dean, Johnny Antonelli in 4, Pantera Negra, Corey Mutton 5, Steve Scott second finalist and the favourite Mozza in 6, Direct Terror, Stephen Barton 7, and Ogadai Star, Reggie Gardol in 8. The reserves are Keanu Mast and Sonic Thunder. And congratulations are in order for Dave Pringle. The Midnight Starlet set a new track record in the Dubbo final during the week, sizzling in 29-27, taking 3/100ths of a second off the former record held by Brad Hillbilly. Midnight Starlet and runner-up Little Digger, they're off to the semi-finals at Wentworth Park on October 12th. Simon, more regional finals will be held this coming Friday at both Richmond and the Gardens. Now, on Friday just gone, there was fantastic action in northern New South Wales with the running of the Casino Cup final. Snug started favourite from box 7. Here's Bob Lane's call.
Nicky Nettle, Cosmic Bonus, Fat Fitters always going well, and so too did Lock Freddy, getting in behind them, Saltador. Around the outside was Snug and Territorio. Oh, there's danger at the back of the field. Nicky Nettle's at the back, and so too Kingsbury Misty and Cosmic Bonus. Fab Fit the leader, running to it. Saltador on the outside at a prize. Lock Freddy getting home. So too off the track was Territorio. Then further back to Snug, and that is the header by Head Bonus. The leader on the inside was Fab Fit coming at it, Saltador. And late on the scene was Territorio. Fab Fit, I reckon, just beat either Territora or Saltador. Follow then.
So Darren Russell sent out the $3.50 favourite, but it was the Kennelmate Fab Fit grabbing the cash there in the Casino Cup, Dave.
Matter of fact, it certainly was. Simon, the litter sister, to Snug. Fab Fit, the biggest win of her career, 27-59 from box number 3. Congratulations to Darren Russell. The daughter of Fabregas and Befitting made it 14 wins from 42 starts with a further 13 placings. Congratulations also to trainer John Dark, who notched a winning double on the card. Speaking of training feats, well done to Jodie Lord, who led home 4 winners at Bulleye last night and also trained Taken King to a flying 41-86 win over the 700 at Wentworth Park. Gee, Wentworth Park's on fire since the refurbishment. Congratulations to Jodie and Andy Lord. Well done to you guys. Now, on Thursday night at Albion Park in Brisbane, it was a very emotional night with Paul Dogsy Dolan calling his final.